Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Generation raised the hell and said it would. So much that we witness happening, can I tell it's good? Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us, and this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, preserve, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb, feeling like my life still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. In my chest echo the Lord's drum, the same war drum the soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times, look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive, come alive, rise from night to day. Abandon your chains, snatch your wings and fly away. This good news is gorgeous and fruitful. The death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve. Restricting them to a cross was older than them being loosed. In the spirit been imparted to the troops. None of us ain't getting just to talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know a tree, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he's been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord want him.
You
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I like that. I like that. Yes, sir. Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Uh-oh, there you go again. Yes, sir. I like that. I'm your homie, Oasis. Welcome. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, the righteousness of God, not man. That's right. The righteousness of God, not man. And this is a long hashtag. I put it there. Hashtag human righteousness is filthy rags to God. Hashtag human righteousness is filthy rags to God. Excuse me. Did you know that human righteousness is filthy rags to God? That's the question. Another synonym for righteousness is goodness. How about that? Goodness. The goodness of God, not man. Okay. All right. So humans being good and minding their own business, I don't bother nobody, all that. You know, I just mind my own business. I do the right thing. Humans being good and minding their own business are still no good if they don't have Jesus. Mm-hmm. My God. Your God. Our God. Mm-hmm. This is when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. What's happening with it? Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. God's righteousness. God's love. God's grace. God's forgiveness. God's goodness. Not ours, but God's. Yeah, God's righteousness. God's love. God's grace. God's forgiveness. God's goodness. Yes, sir. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, God's love. The love of the Lord through Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. God's righteousness. God's love. Make you make a song like that right now. That right. God's grace. God's forgiveness. God's goodness. Not ours, but God's. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Yeah, for your goodness, for your love again. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your presence and for whatever else I didn't name that you give us, Father. Thank you. Father, for we are here to glorify you, so please get your glory from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, release healing to all of your people. Release help to all the hurting of your people, Father. Release the hope and let all of us look to you in the name of Jesus, Father. Draw your people in the name of Jesus and let us have patience. Be patient with you. Let us continue to trust in you and keep our faith in you. Forgive us for our shortcomings, Father, but thank you for rebuilding us. Hallelujah. Just continue, Father, to just have your way. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every heart and mind that's tuned in to hear from you. Father, make us hearers and doers of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. As you continue to get your glory from all of our lives. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic is the righteousness of God. Yeah. The righteousness of God. Not man. Not the religion of God. Mm-mm. Jesus is not a religion. God is not a religion. Just like nobody thinks that the devil is a religion. So how do we expect to beat the devil with religion? And if the devil is a real enemy and everybody knows who the devil is and nobody argues over who the devil is, but when it comes down to Jesus Christ and when it comes down to God, the truth, the way, the life, it's so much confusion. Look at the religions. How many of those? 4,000 plus. And I like to call it, for what it is, religions. Religion, because there was a lot of demons in that one person. When Jesus asked what their name was, what his name was, he said, my name is Legion, because we are many.
Mm-hmm. It's the I and the E switch around. So that's what I like to call it. We are many. So many different beliefs in God. But everybody believe in one devil. Believe it or not, the devil is already defeated by our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. That's how that goes. Yeah, hallelujah. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we are interactive. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Yeah, we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. We're transparent over here and authentic. We're not perfect unless God marks us down as perfect. Right? However, yeah, we all sinned and fall short of the glory, right? So we are transparent and authentic over here. Ain't putting it out there like, you know, God don't, like, I don't need God, nah. Yeah, I need him to hold me up, you know, like a crutch. Is life crazy, especially right now? It's crazy times, right? Do you recognize, or are you trying to overlook it by going back to normal? I feel like preaching, but we gonna get there. But yeah, man, over here, you know, we get our prayer on. I'm going to get my prayer on. Yes, sir. We get our worship on. We about to do that in a few, too. Yeah, we get our praise on. Uh-huh. Over here, we get these scriptures on. Yeah, get our faith to growing. Oh, over here, we get our problems solved. If you tune in, you listen, you hear the Spirit of God, and you do what he says, you'll get your problems solved by you doing something. Yeah. Putting your faith in the problem solver and working your faith. Yeah, because this is faith and action over here. Faith and action. You can catch us live on Hip Hop Meets the Christ. You can catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Teaching Tuesdays. Yeah, we be on that word, man. Taking our time with it. Usually, three chapters, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and however God break that thing down for us, we be end up growing together, man. So make sure that you're not just hearing this and letting it go in one ear and out the other. Now, let it go in both ears, all right, and stay in there, and then go down or up to that brain and down to that heart. Yeah, hear what God is saying and do what he is saying. This ain't no feel-good thing. Yeah, I feel good. I checked in. Tune in with the church. I heard the word. No. Hear the word. Do the word. You know what I'm talking about? That's when you become successful. And that's what this is about. All right? So, yeah, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then Saturdays also, we go live. We record live. Topics from the All-Knowing One at 11 a.m. Eastern. That's what we do. And that's what we're doing now. All right? And now we're coming down to the worship and praise segment of the broadcast where we worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We play a few songs. All right. However, we always say, and I like to say it, let you know, this is that real. Worship God. Worship God every day. That's a lifestyle. We live unto God. We were created by him, and we were created for him. So we worship and praise him. And right now, we're just going to do it together in spirit and in the truth. And thank you, Father, for your songs that encourage us and glorify you, and that we can listen to, Father, at any time. So thank you, and continue to bless all of your laborers, all of your singers and your hip-hoppers and you know, wherever else, Father. Yeah, continue to bless us and keep us in you. So, yeah, man, let's get ready to worship and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth, man. Today's topic, again, the righteousness of God, not man. You know what I'm talking about? Feel you, man. Let this music get up in your ear quick as I find the song. But yeah, man, we'll be right back. Let's get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Thank you.
songs goes like this.
Keep you on my mind.
Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And, yes, ma'am. Know what I'm talking about? Hey, today's topic, the righteousness of God, not man. Yeah, this is not religion over here. Yeah, the righteousness of God. That's the goodness of God. Yeah, the goodness of man is filthy rags to God. Mm-hmm. All human righteousness, all human religion, yeah, filthy rags to God. The righteousness of God gonna lead you to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That will kill all religions if man, if humans will just accept God's way, God's truth, and God's life. Mm-hmm. He the one that made us. Yeah, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. This is God's earth. We are God's creation. So why we want to live like we are equal to God, or like he got the answer to us and like we don't have to answer to him? What? Tripping. And somebody said they tripping. You know what I'm talking about? They tripping. But show with it, man. When hip hop meets Christ. So yeah, appreciate you tuning in. Remember this, when we are recording live, you can call in. When we are recording live, you can call in. We do have a number that you can call in, and it is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can even speak. You want to call in and speak, and you got something to say, you got a question. We welcome questions. We welcome comments. We welcome replies, but we don't welcome or tolerate foolishness. Okay? So you can listen or speak when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. And again, the call-in number, it only works when we are recording live, is 563-999-3702. So listen that way through the phone, or you can speak. I recommend listening through the internet. It gives a better quality sound, even when you go back in a replay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when hip hop meets Christ, you can Google it at any time. Yeah, listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm talking about? You can listen live or from the archive. Archives are all of our past episodes. Thank you, Father, for that. All of our past episodes, man. We've been on here going on, I think, 11 years now. Yeah, 11 plus. That's where we at. So, yeah, man, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everybody who has been a part of this, who's ever been part of this. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody. You know what I'm talking about? And their efforts to glorify God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because we're about God's business, and that's what keeps us going. Yeah, that's what gives you longevity when you are doing what you're doing unto God, your purpose. Mm-hmm. Living life on purpose. And your life, you wake up every day and be fulfilled because you live on purpose and with your purpose that you were created for. And that's to glorify God in whatever that you do. He teaches us first how to honor him in all that we do. Everything we do, if we would just do it unto him. If you would do it like God is watching. Yeah, when you're ready, you're going to school or ready, you're at the job and your business or whatever, do it like God is your boss. Yeah, God is the one. Because he's always there. He's always watching. And that'll make your job even better because you're doing it unto him. And they got several people that did their job. Even David was a shepherd out there with the sheep. You know what I'm saying? Had to kill a bear and a lion when they rode up on the sheep before he got to Goliath and became king and all that. So God made him a warrior first. So God worked everything out for your good, and you don't have to stay there in that humble position that you may be in. Uh-oh. Yeah, who am I speaking to? Yes, sir. You don't have to stay there. God got promotion for you. Yeah. Yeah, God got you. He's going to make sure you thriving and growing. Mm-hmm. He's the life. And Jesus said, I come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Jesus also said this, give and it shall be given unto you. Yeah, how did your heart feel when that word give, when you heard it? Mm-hmm. How did your heart feel? What did you say? God heard you. It ain't about me hearing you. Give. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Yeah, you want people to give unto you. You want that part, don't you? You receive, but will you give? But give, and it shall be given unto you, though. Good measure. Can't beat that. God measuring that. A God measure. Press down. He gonna press that down so we can get some more in there for you. Shaking together. Mm-hmm. And running over now. Shake that together, get more. Running over, shall humans give into your bosom. Mm-hmm. For the same measure that you use, when you heard the word give, the same measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you. Because you know what? God loves cheerful givers. So stand up, cheerful givers, and I happen to be one. And when you give, I mean, you can't be God giving. When God tell you to give, it's for your benefit. I promise you that. You know, it's for your benefit. God don't need nothing from you. He don't even need your praise and worship. Uh-oh. He'll take it, yeah, because that's what he created you for. So it's good that you do that, but he don't need us. We need him. We need the worship. We need the praise. Look at the world right now. Yeah, look at the world right now. We need the worship and we need the praise. The whole world needs to be worshiping and praising God. All these problems, but look at what they're doing. Leaving God out and trying to go fix it themselves and making it worse. Quicksand, yes, sir. Yeah, quicksand is what they call that. Mm-hmm. They're up in that quicksand and moving around and sinking more and more. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, though. All right, good newsletter. Good newsletter comes out. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, good newsletter comes out every 2 months on the 15th. So if you want to sign up for that, all you have to do is hit us with the email. Hit us on the email and let us know that you're interested in the newsletter and receiving those. The email address is whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Some good stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? But only... get in contact with us if you're going to get in contact, if you want these emails, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to receive them and you're going to read them and get into them and feed your spirit, because it's enough stuff in there to last 2 months. That's why we do it. It's enough power in that mug. It's enough anointing, more than enough. There's more than enough scriptures in there to last for a whole 2 months. So, yeah, it comes out every 2 months, excuse me, on the 15th, and it'll be out, what is the next one, April?
Yeah, April 15th is when the next one will come out. So thank you for tuning in. Appreciate everything. Appreciate the love. You know what I mean? Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're moving on. Today's topic, yeah, the righteousness. The righteousness of God, not man. However, according to the outline here, yeah, I try to do it, be organized. But whenever God come in, you know, he always can wreck that outline. So, you know, I'm worried about that. All right, so we got to give the itch and ear. This is the God versus, yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans.
Yeah, the Joshua's wall, we knock them down. Yeah, knock them down, bro. This is the knock them down segment. Yeah, any problem, any issue, any concern that you have, you put it before God, he going to knock it down. He going to make sure. He going to make you strong enough to knock it down one. But either way it goes, you're going to knock it down. Any problem, any issue, any concern, it's going to be solved. It's going to be turned around, and you're going to come out victorious. Yeah, God versus any of our problems, any of our issues, any of our concerns, that's going to be victory for us. This is also an opportunity for the thin skin, yeah, the easily offended people. Yeah, because we're about to get into this word. And it's no holds barred. I'm talking about it's raw and uncut, this word. But it's spring. It got love. It's all rooted in love. You know what I'm saying? All right? Because the truth is hard, right? But you got to have mercy with it, right? Mercy and truth. So thin skin and these itching ears, these nosy ones. What are they talking about over here? Oh, an interesting topic. Let me see. Oh, okay. Itching ears. Want to sit in here? Want somebody just to make you feel good? No. This is your chance to either leave or repent. Itching ears and thin skin. Leave or repent. You can leave, go do something else with yourself, or you can repent and get this Jesus with the rest of us. But here go the theme music. I'm going to play a little bit of it so you can decide whether you're going to leave and go do something else with yourself, or you're going to repent. Yeah. And put God first and start putting him first always. Yeah. And get this Jesus with the rest of us. Here go the theme music.
Oh! Hey! Okay.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, a vicious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population...
Yeah, we in here. We up in here. We up in here. You up in here? I'm up in here too. Yeah, the issue. I don't have no issue today. Y'all ain't call in with an issue. Push one, let me know you got an issue. So we going to move on. My issue is I'm ready to move on and get these scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? So, hey, can we go ahead and get into the broadcast, to the topic, and do the scriptures? Y'all ready for that? Today's topic, the righteousness of God. Not man, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis, you know what I'm talking about? And we ready. The righteousness of God, not man. So, with that being said, first scripture that we go into. Oh, yeah, this is part three, the series, three-part series, part three of the series. Let me see if I can remember to find the series so in case you want to get caught up. On the series, this is part three, the final part. I told y'all when we first started doing this, the first part was the first episode when we started doing this. Hold on. God's love is for everybody, all nations. All right, so if you go back in the archive and you find that episode, that'll be part one. This is part three we're doing today. So part one was God's love is for everybody, all nations. That's part one. All right. to this series. Part two is Jesus didn't come to destroy your lives, but to save them. That's part two. Jesus didn't come to destroy your lives, but to save them. So this is part three, the final part right here for that series, the righteousness of God, not man. You know, the righteousness of God, not man. Hashtag human righteousness is filthy rags to God. So with that being said, let's go to the first scripture, which is going to be Romans chapter number 1, verse 16 and verse 17 too. So Romans chapter 1, let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, the righteousness of God, not humans. This ain't religion over here. This ain't depending on my goodness to get me into heaven. This is not depending on my goodness and what I'm doing to get me in a relationship with God. It depends on what Jesus did for me. And me receiving what he did instead of rejecting what he did. And that goes for you too. Receive what Jesus did for you. He tasted death for every man. We have been going over that scripture too. I don't know if it's in this scripture, but I'm quite sure it's over the series that we have been doing. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, let's go. Romans chapter 1. Y'all already there, ain't you? Well, you give me a few seconds to get that in. I usually give y'all a few seconds because I be on it, right? Like I'm on it now. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Now, that goes for you, too. Can you say that sentence for yourself? Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or are you not ashamed? Are you ashamed, or are you not ashamed? Make up your mind right now, and let me help you out. Don't be ashamed. Yeah, the scriptures help us out. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of his gospel. "For it is the power of God." His God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. They got everything to do with God's power and you being born again of God, no religion. That's why we own the righteousness of God, not religion, not man's works, not depending on what we do, but depending on what he did. He finished. I am not ashamed. Yeah, God finished Satan. But yeah, by the death of Jesus Christ, he finished Satan, who had the power of death. Remember, that's in the scriptures too. So I am not ashamed. Back over here, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Yeah, Jesus is coming into my life, making me righteous before God. "So it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes." To what? To everyone. Everyone that believes. To the Jew, Hebrew first, right? And also, it didn't leave the Greeks out. Because it said, "And also to the Greeks." Yeah, they've been hating us, the KKK and all that, hating us because we black. We can't turn around now that we find out that, yeah, our roots go back to Hebrew. Yeah, we Jews, we can't leave. We can't hate them now. We can't do the same thing they were doing. Because as you see, the word of God, God loved the world. He want everybody to repent. It goes to the Jew first, to the Hebrew first, right? And also to the Greek, though. Yeah. To everyone who believes. To the Jew and also the Greek. The gospel of Christ, right? In verse 16. We're talking about the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God, right? Unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for in there, in the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed. What? In the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is why you can't be ashamed. This is why he is not ashamed. This is why we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Number one, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews and the Greeks, right? For in there also is the righteousness of God revealed. How is it revealed? From faith to faith. You got to have faith in God. How do you get faith in God? You got to hear what his word is saying. And then you got to start doing what you got to believe it. You got to start doing what they say. Mm-hmm. That's word up. It's not dependent on your works, right? But you got to hear and do. You do got a part. You got to have faith and action. It's a relationship. So you do have a part. For therein or in there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. We go from faith to faith, just like we go from year to year and season to season and age to age. We go from faith to more faith. Hallelujah. I hear you, Father. Yeah, we go from faith to more faith in God. That's why we're going through trying times sometimes. You got to try our faith and stretch you more. Yeah. We go from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We live by what? By faith. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Yeah, the evidence of things not seen. We live by faith, not by sight. Yeah, hoping and trusting and believing in God and obeying him and worshiping him. That's faith. So that's how we live. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Next scripture we go into, because this is about the righteousness of God. The next scripture we go into, and I encourage you to get into all of the Word of God. We can only share scriptures. I'll be on for 2 hours, right? But we can only share scriptures a certain amount. Even though it be a lot sometimes, but we can only share a certain amount. You have to spend time with God every day. All right, so let's go to the next scripture. Will be in the Old Testament, which is Isaiah chapter number 64. Isaiah chapter 64. We're going to go back to Romans. I should have told you about a bookmark, but it's okay. We'll flip back over there. Go to Isaiah 64. We're going to come back to Isaiah too. So just rock with me, hip-hop with me, should I say. All right? Walk with me. We following Jesus Christ. Yeah, I ain't leading you. You ain't leading me. We walking together. He leading us. Uh-oh, that's how that work. I ain't leading you. You ain't leading me. We walking together. And he, Jesus the Christ, is leading us. Isaiah chapter 64. Go to verse number 6. The righteousness of God, not man. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, all of us. We are all as an unclean thing. Yeah, look at your neighbor. Yes, sir, if you got a neighbor around you. Yeah, and then look back at yourself. And then look at your other neighbor if you got one. Yeah, look at somebody next to you and realize we are all unclean. Yourself too, yeah, you too. Mm-hmm. But we are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness. Mm-hmm. See, we need God's righteousness, because look at what this says about our righteousness. It says all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Now let me ask you something. What would you do with a filthy rag? So God don't want no filthy rag either then, okay? You feel me? You wouldn't clean up with a filthy rag. You wouldn't wash yourself with a filthy rag. If it's a filthy rag, you need to go in the trash or in the dirty clothes or something to get washed. You know what I'm talking about? Something, cuz. So all of our righteousnesses, though, all of our, remember, that's another synonym for righteousness is goodness. All of our goodnesses, all of our good deeds, are as filthy rags. As we do, it says, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, that's our improper behavior, like the wind, have taken us away. That's why we need the righteousness of God, because look at our righteousnesses. And Leviticus got a bunch of laws in there. When you read the book of Leviticus, recognize you go through there, it's a bunch of laws in. I was, you know, so-called myself doing the laws. This is how I was doing my own righteousness. I believed in God. I believed in Jesus. Heard about him whole life, all that. But he still, you know, it was still me. I'm still trying to, you know, I'm learning. So I came across a scripture, and this is the hunger that I had for God. I came across a scripture that said, don't put a razor on your face, or put a razor on your head. Yeah, this is all a part of the laws in Leviticus and everything. So I was like, okay, then I stopped going to the barbershop, let my beard grow out, and my hair grew fast. And I let my hair grow out on my head, afro, you know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. And then I walked around like that for a few months. Yeah. Because that's what the Bible says, you know, don't you know, put no razor on your face, don't put a razor on your head. Then I came across this scripture right here in Isaiah chapter 64, like, you know, a few months later. Yeah, God was like, oh, yeah, I see you, bro. I see you. But he busted me up when I came to this scripture right here. He said, your own righteousness is as filthy rags. I'm like, darn. So I replied. But I said, I replied, but this is what your word says. And then he replied, you have to receive what my son. Yeah, Jesus. You have to receive what Jesus, my son, has done for you. He has fulfilled the law for us. See, I'm trying to do the law over here because Leviticus is a law in there. It's more than Ten Commandments. But then you get to Romans and it says it's something that the law couldn't do. Yeah, something that the law couldn't do. I believe it's in Romans chapter 3. And I believe we're finna go there anyway. So matter of fact, yeah, okay, we're going to go to Romans chapter 10. Go back over there to Romans chapter 10. But it's something that the law couldn't do that God did through Jesus. Yeah. He fulfilled the righteousness in us and he condemned sin in the flesh. The law couldn't condemn your sin in the flesh or nothing. It couldn't condemn your sin and it can't fulfill the righteousness for you. But Jesus, God through Jesus, fulfilled the righteousness of the law for us and makes us righteous, right? Mm-hmm. And he also condemned sin in the flesh. And we'll get to that in a few. Very few. So Romans chapter 10, and we're starting at verse number 1. We're going to go into Romans a little bit right now. Hang in Romans. Hang out in Romans a little bit here. Mm-hmm. We don't, in Rome, do what the Romans do over here. No, that ain't what we do. When in Rome, do what the Romans. No. The Bible says when you, you know, don't conform. That's what the Bible says to this world. But be transformed. That's what we do. By the renewing of your mind. This word, bruh. And this word, sister. You know what I'm talking about? Romans chapter 10. Oh, man. Come on. I'm right there. Verse number 1. And we're reading down to verse number 4. So Romans chapter 10, verse 1 says, brethren. Another word for brethren in this term, in this Bible here, is believers, followers of Christ. Mm-hmm. Disciples, right? Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel. Israel, that's God's people. The ones that got faith in God, right? Right? Now, so I pray. It says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Israel, you got faith in God, but come over here and be saved. Come over here and get that faith and works. You got to hear and do. How you do that? You got to spend time with God. One of the main ways is sitting down, spending time with him in his word. You'll let that Holy Spirit saturate your heart, penetrate your heart, yeah, everything. Pour out that anointing and make these scriptures plain to you so you can understand and have faith in God. Because it's a mystery, but he unlocks them. So right now we're in Romans chapter 10. Let me read verse 1 again. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. That's all with salvation right there. That they all may become born again of God. That they all may give their life to God. People be having faith in God, right? But they don't give their life to him. I believe in God, but they don't spend no time with him. That's not what we own. We own what we, you know, we're hearing God and we're doing what he is saying. We're learning of him. We're taking time and spending time with him on purpose, all right? We hungering and thirsting for him. He is the truth, so we want that. It's missing in the world, right? So we have to go over here and get it. It's missing in the popularity of the world, I say that. Because we in the world, but we're not of it. Romans chapter 10, verse 2 says, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. Look at this. Look at the word. They have a zeal of God. Everything I just said. A zeal of God. They got a zeal for them, right? Have some faith, I believe, but not according to knowledge. They don't know him, though. their faith that they're using is not causing them to know him, so it disqualifies them and their faith. Yeah, your faith should make you want to get to know God.
Yeah.
You see how good he is. You hear about him. That gives you faith. And how you're hearing about him is what his word is saying. What his word is saying. That gives you faith in God. All right, so verse 3, Romans chapter 10, it says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness. They being ignorant of God's righteousness. They ain't knowing about God's righteousness. They skipped over this broadcast talking about righteousness. Man, please. They not knowing about the goodness of the Lord. A lot of people depending on the goodness of themselves, of themselves too. And that's disqualified. For they being ignorant. Yeah, God got to get the glory. That's why I keep saying it's disqualified. Because God got to get the glory from this. Except the Lord builds it. We laboring in vain. So Romans chapter 10, verse 3 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. Remember, our own righteousness is like filthy rags. Think about a filthy rag. I mean, it's filthy, it's dirty. What would you do with it? Trash it? Well, people with sense, we going to trash that or wash that. If it's too filthy, trash that. Okay? So they depended on their own righteousness. That's what religion does. Going about to establish their own righteousness, to begin depending on themselves and not God. And okay, it says, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You got to make sure you're doing what God's saying. His way. And it's not hard. It's challenging, but it ain't hard. Verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the law. You see this? Do you hear this? And read it for yourself, Romans chapter 10, verse 4. For Christ is what? The end of the law for righteousness. He did everything. We can't do everything. We try to do it and fall short. All have sinned, right, and fall short. Even the priests who made intercession for the people back then with the sacrifices of the animals and all that and the blood, who had to make a sacrifice for himself also, though. He had to make a sacrifice for himself also every year for his own sins and shortcomings. So even if the high priest had to do that, then who you think you are? The one who God said, this is the high priest. I'm not going to hear the people unless the people give unto the high priest, right? And then he bring the sacrifice unto me. Then I'll hear and heal, right? The high priest was set up by God. So Jesus, the high priest that I'm talking about right there, is that was a shadow of who Jesus is. You can't talk to God without the high priest, which is Jesus. And Jesus came and he offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of all of us. Every man tasted death for every man. He did it once and he did it for all. It is finished. Finished Satan. Finished him. He finished Satan. So it says, for Christ, this is verse 4, Romans chapter 10, verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. To who? To everyone that believes. That believes. Do you believe? Because Christ is the end of the law for everyone that believes. Because remember, it was something that the law couldn't do, that Christ did, that God did through Christ. And that's found in Romans chapter 3. Matter of fact, we going over there to Romans chapter 3. Matter of fact, that what I said, we're going to get into that in a minute. That's in Romans chapter 8. Well, let's go to Romans chapter 3 right now. Yeah. The law. Christ is the end of the law for all. The end of the law for righteousness for all who believe, right? So Romans chapter 3, that's why you don't have to depend on your own works. That's why I make sure when you mess up, you confess up. Because if you fall, when you fall short, okay, you got to ask God for forgiveness. Because if you didn't qualify yourself, you can't disqualify yourself. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Your own righteousness don't qualify you. God's righteousness does that. So your own mess up don't even mess. It don't disqualify you. Make sure you come back and ask for forgiveness and receive, you know, being forgiven by God, though. He got a throne of grace that we come to boldly. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of our sins.
even the high priest back then, who sacrificed for the people, had to come in every year and sacrifice for his sins and the people's sins. Yeah, there was blood sacrifices of the animals back then. Okay? Now, it's the blood of Jesus now, which is greater than the blood of animals. We learned that on, what, part two of this series? So, right now, we're going to Romans chapter 3, verse 19, starting at verse 19. It's about to get real, real good. I promise you, watch this. Romans chapter 3, verse 19 says, now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped. That what? That every mouth may be stopped. Mm-hmm. That God be true and every man be found a liar, right? That every mouth may be stopped. And all the world may be, what? Wait, what you just said? Every mouth going to be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Bam. You see that? See how hard the word is, the truth is? All the world guilty before God, in case you didn't know that. Yeah, let them know. All the world is guilty before God. I don't care how good you think you are. Your own righteousness, our own goodness is filthy rags to God. I don't care how much plaques and success we get, and certificates and all that, you're still made out of dust, and your own righteousness is filthy rags to God, just to let you know. Mm-hmm. We need a Savior. We need Jesus. So let me read verse 19 again, Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law says, whatever the law says, it says to them who are under the law. Remember, Christ is the end of the law for us. But let's keep reading. All right? It says that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. The law stopping every mouth. And somebody greater than the law here. And if the law can do that, what do you think Jesus is doing? Mm-hmm. All the world may become guilty before God. Stop every mouth and let you know all the world guilty before God. Yeah, the law saying that. And Jesus is greater than the law. The law can't. God gave the law through Moses, but grace and truth. God gave grace and truth through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Personally, to the people, came down here, yeah, as a human being, delivering. I'm talking about living among us, healing and everything, man. Doing miraculous things. He still does it now too. You know what I'm saying? But he living through us. And his spirit is still on this earth. So that's why the devil can't take over. That's why we ain't worrying about no one world order, nothing. The devil can't take over, have total control. God's spirit is still here. Okay. Now, when God get his spirit off the earth, this is what the rapture is about. Yeah, Jesus coming back. When God get his spirit off the earth, okay, then y'all going to get what you want, world, a godless world, right? Now, Romans chapter 3, we don't want a godless world, so we're going to go with God. Yeah, come, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 3, yeah. Romans chapter 3, we're in verse number 20, says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, by doing the law, religion, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. By doing the law, by doing all this religion and rituals and all this stuff like that, no flesh is justified by that in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. All the law doing is pointing out you being wrong. Yep, all the law is doing is pointing out us being wrong, our shortcomings. But remember, somebody who did the law for us, somebody who is greater than the law, which is Jesus the Lord, somebody greater than the law, who fulfilled the law for us. So, we're in Romans chapter 3, verse 20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. I tell you, we on his righteousness. Yeah, that's what we on. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. All the law doing is pointing out that you're wrong, right? Verse 21 says, but now the righteousness of God without the law. Look at that. The righteousness of God without the law. Because with the law, by doing the law, no flesh is justified by doing that. Even though he told us to do it, right? That's why they be like, man, the Bible contradicts. No, it ain't contradicting. You misunderstanding.
You got to see him, and because number one, you got to know that it's God's word over everybody else's word, and it's, you know, let God be the truth, and everybody else be found a liar. That's how they go. So if God's saying it, it's true, and it ain't contradicting itself, because that's not what God do. He the truth. So we be misunderstanding. We need some more understanding. It says, but now something happened. Something changed. Now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. The righteousness of God without the law is manifested or brought forth, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Yeah. The law and the prophets set us up for the righteousness of God. Yeah. The law and the prophets set us up for the righteousness of God. Verse 21. Romans chapter 3. Verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. You see that? Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. So now we recognizing that the righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, right? And upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. It's unto everybody, listen, unto everybody, right? And upon everybody who believes, there is no difference. Verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short. It's sinned, E-D, and come short. So sinned, E-D, that's past, and come short, that's still present, right? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, or fall short, not fail short. You sinned, and you still come short of the glory of God right now, right? But look, don't worry about that, because it's not dependent on us. Look at what the righteousness of God does for us. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Romans chapter 3, verse 24 says, being justified freely, that's what his righteousness does for us, being justified freely by his grace. Being justified freely by his grace, right? Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, though. So we're being justified freely. You got to pay for it. He paid for it. We're justified. Yeah, justified, not guilty. That's what justified is. Wipe your whole slate clean. But justified, we are being, it says, being justified freely by his grace. Grace, his grace is what we don't deserve. His forgiveness, we don't deserve that, but his love outweighs what we deserve. His mercy, his grace outweighs what we deserve. We deserve his wrath because we be tripping. But we're justified freely by his grace through the redemption. Yeah, the redemption, that's the pay back or pay for you. Redemption, buy you back, right? Bought your soul. God bought your soul back by the blood of Jesus. All right? So the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We in Romans chapter 3, verse number 25. Okay, so the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth, God set him forth to be a propitiation or a connection or a peacemaker through faith in his blood. God has set Jesus Christ forth to be a connection or to be a peacemaker through faith in his blood. That's how he makes peace with God for us, and we can get to know God as Father, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation or a connection or a peacemaker through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness. He's doing what? He is declaring his righteousness. Okay, so we're in Romans chapter 3, verse 25. We're taking our time still, all right, because we cannot rush over these scriptures. Yes, they short, but they big. I'm talking about they big and powerful, though. Like, how is short, but it's big and powerful? Like, it's power-packed. You feel what I'm saying? So Romans chapter 3, verse 25 says, So we okay, let me go back to verse 24. Verse 23, I'm sorry. We got to go back to verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You still don't pay enough. You still ain't got enough. Because you're seeing everybody, right? And then we're still coming short of the glory of God. Remember, everybody, filthy rags, right? Okay. Unclean to him. All right? So then it says, so we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24 says, but we all being justified freely, though. Being justified makes you not guilty. Wipe your slate clean. Justified freely. You ain't got to pay for this. This ain't. You ain't got to get no lawyer. Jesus, your lawyer. So being justified freely by his grace through the redemption, yeah, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his grace, what we don't deserve, right, that is in Christ Jesus. So we got his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Remember, redemption, buying your soul back. God bought our soul back, redeemed us. Yeah, back from the evil one, the power he had, the one that had the power of death. God had to kill Jesus so he can get the power and destroy Satan. You see what I'm saying? And then he resurrect Jesus, though. Yeah, okay, but Satan got a doom. He has an end. Jesus is the end, and Jesus is the beginning. Oh, my goodness. See the difference? The devil, the enemy, Satan, who hates you and everybody else in this world, he has an end. But Jesus, who loves everybody in this world, he is the end, and he is the beginning. He is the resurrection. He is God's love to everybody. You had to get this Jesus. He tasted death for all of us, remember? So God, verse 25 says, whom God has set forth, God sent Jesus forth to be a propitiation or a connection or a peacemaker. Jesus is a propitiation, or Jesus is the connection. Jesus is the peacemaker between us and God, between man, between humans and God, whom God set forth. He the one that God set forth to be the connection, to be the peacemaker, to be the propitiation. Right? Right? Through faith in his blood, though. Through faith in the blood of Jesus. To declare his righteousness, not ours, but to declare his righteousness for the remission, removing of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He already knew. He already knows everything about you and me. I don't know if this is going to be another part to this or not. I'm trying to move on as we can, but I mean, I'm moving like I'm supposed to, but we got plenty more that we got to go into. So let's keep going. Verse 26. Yeah, God already knew it. The forbearance of God, he already knew it. He already knows everything about you. If you want to know more about that, go to Psalms 139. It lets you know that he knows everything about you. Even before you was created, he already had your days planned for you. Psalms 139 lets you know that even before you got here, God already had a plan for you. He already had your days planned out. He already had your steps that you're taking now on a daily basis planned out. Make sure you're lined up with his path, though, because he is the one that put life and death in front of all of us and tells us to choose life, but he leaves the choice making and the decision up to you. I'm putting life in front of you, I'm putting death in front of you, and then I'm going to tell you to choose life, but I'm going to leave the decision making part up to you. Boy, that's a good God, yeah. Yeah, I control everything, but I'm going to give you a free will, humans, to either obey me or disobey me. And that's going to cause a problem for me. Yeah, that caused a problem for God. Because he gave us a choice to either obey or disobey. Yeah. He loves us. But he'd rather you choose. And because he gave you that choice, so here comes Satan trying to manipulate and make you choose the wrong choice. Yeah. Trying to manipulate your flesh and make you choose the wrong choice. Get that death. And then he'll even spin it around, make you think it's life. Because what they call success is not success. Yeah, God show you how to be successful his way. Our own righteousness is filthy rags to God. Even us at our best state, and it says this in his word, in Psalms, even us at our best state, we still nothing but a vapor. Yeah, you know what a vapor is? Go Google it, vapor. V-A-P-O-R. That's all.
That's humans at their best state. You know, but a vapor. If you want to Google something else, Google the scripture. Google vapor. Humans at their best state, vapor in the scripture. It'll take you right to it. At our best state. Nothing but a vapor. First, you got to find out what a vapor is. Somebody say, ain't nothing but some smoke. That's all. Yeah, you're here one day and gone. Just like that. I'm talking about that's life. That's why you got to make sure you're living right. And living with no regrets. The main thing you got to do is be living for Christ. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have no worries because he swallows death up in victory. Hallelujah. So, yeah, man, make sure you finish the work. And then you're going to be all right with the Lord. All right, we're in Romans chapter number, verse 26 says, to declare, I say at this present time or at this time. Verse 21 says, but now, right? So something going on now. See, the word of God is living. It's still relevant now. So go back to verse 26. It says, but it says, to declare, I say at this present time, his righteousness, that he might be justified, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Yeah, God is the one that justifies you. Yeah, he is the one that is the justifier of whoever has faith in Jesus. Look at verse 27. It says, where is boasting then? It is exempt. It is excluded by what law? Of works. It says no, but by the law of faith. That excludes boasting. The law of faith excludes boasting. Remember, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. They lived up by faith, I guess. They probably were living up by then. But I give them credit to living by faith up until 2020. Then again, I'm still giving them too much credit because if they lived by faith up until 2020, they would still have faith. So I don't know when they tapped out on their faith and started living by sight. I'm talking about the church folk, the believers. Or the non-believers, I guess that's what they are. They were fronting like they were. That's why I say church folks. Church folks are different from saints. Saints, true. Saints are true. Church folks, they fake. All right? It's them real saints, and I pray to God for the real, the true saints, the ones who do have their faith in God, for real, that hear his word, do what he say, and that we got our faith from. God used them to influence our faith. So true saints, I pray for them, Father, and I pray that we be patient and endure and keep our faith in you during these times. And that you give us more of your anointing and whatever else we need. Yeah. Them church folks, I pray that y'all repent and get this Jesus. All right, verse 27 says, where is boasting? It is excluded by what? Law or of works? No, but by the law of faith. Excludes boasting. It's not dependent on your works. It ain't dependent on the law. It's dependent on faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith. A man is what? A human is what? Justified. Justified means what? Marked not guilty. By what? By faith. We conclude that a man is justified by faith without doing the law. Without the deeds of the law. Because we don't depend on us and our works that make us keep falling short. Even when we're trying to do the law, we depend on Jesus, who fulfilled the law for us. Alright? I think we finished with Romans. We're going to come back to Romans one more time, ain't we? Matter of fact, let's go ahead and get it since we're over here. Romans chapter 8. That's where we at, right? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's go there right now. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and verse 4. Right now. Romans chapter 8. Verse 3 and verse 4. Well, matter of fact, we got to go back to verse 2. Matter of fact, go back to verse 1. We're going to read down Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Let's get it. You ready? Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation, no doom, no destruction to you, right, which are in Christ Jesus. To them which are in Christ Jesus, no condemnation. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Your flesh, that's them lusty desires that make you act up. You act bad. The flesh. But after the spirit, if you start doing what the spirit wants you to do, you'll be on the right path, and you can stay on the right path. That's why it don't matter your age. God will redeem you at any age. So, no condemnation to us. Because we're not after the flesh, but after the spirit, and we are in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, Romans chapter 8 says, for the law of the spirit of life. It's a law of faith. It's a law of the spirit of life. That's in Christ Jesus, right? In Christ Jesus, it has made me free from the law of sin and death. This law right here is greater because it's the law of the spirit of life. The law of the spirit of life. You want to continue to operate in the spirit realm even while you're on the earth, right? In the physical world. How do you do that? Live by faith, not by sight. It becomes challenging, but it's doable and it's great. It got two effects. It's a dual effect. It's life and peace if you become spiritual minded. But if you stay carnal minded, which is physical minded only, what makes sense to you, your logic, and only your five senses, that's death. But if you become spiritual minded, that's life and peace. You will get that. So, verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, the commandments and all that, and remember I told you about my beard and all that, Leviticus, and all them laws and all that, for what the law could not do, something the law couldn't do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin. This is what God did. He condemned sin in the flesh. The law couldn't do that. Verse 4 says that the righteousness of God, okay, I'm sorry, verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The righteousness of the law is already fulfilled in you. That means it's already done in you who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So that's why we ain't got time to be sitting up here talking about, let me go and see what these law, what the commandments, what Moses said. We understand that. We respect Moses' law, everything. But we know Jesus is greater than Moses. Yeah. Moses won't take that as disrespect. He the one said, God gonna raise up somebody from your brethren like me. Y'all gonna listen to him. He was talking about Jesus then. See, the law came through Moses, and God gave the law through somebody who he can talk to, which is Moses. Somebody got faith in him. So the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth is greater than the law, and Jesus is greater than Moses. Something that the law couldn't do, but God did. He condemned sin, which the law couldn't do, and he fulfilled the righteousness of the law in you and me right now, makes us not guilty. The blood of Jesus, our faith in the blood of Jesus and what it did for us, it makes us not guilty before God right now. Not saying that you ain't going to go out there and mess up, but when you do, you better confess up, because you got to know God always watching us. You know what I'm saying? So we will be back in Romans. Matter of fact, hold some. Stay right there in Romans. I'm just going to tell you where this is, and I'm going to read it for you so you can stay in Romans. Okay? I'm going to read it for you, and I'm going to tell you where it is. You can write it down for yourself, but you don't have to turn there unless you want to. You're one of them scholars. You want to see it for yourself. You want to hear it, and you want to go flip back to Romans like I'm going to do. Hey, I'm cool with that too. But I'm trying to get you to go ahead and see this and hear this without turning there and just let you know where it's at. It says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. So there ain't no condemnation to you because you're in Christ Jesus. There's no weapon that is formed against you that go for guns, knives, bullets, poison, you name it. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. They go for these devils trying to kill your faith. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue, this is for every liar who lied on you, every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Mm-hmm. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, what? Is of me. Their righteousness is of me, says who? Says the Lord. Not guilty. You receive Jesus yet? That's the only thing gonna make you not guilty. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Hey, we're gonna take a praise break right quick and come back. can get at you. You know, I'm talking about the righteousness of God, not man. I'm trying to wrap it all up in one broadcast. I hope I'll be able to do that. If not, we'll stretch it out to an extension. Stretch it out. It'll be a bonus. Yeah, sometimes you get a bonus, so we'll carry it over to the next time. You know what I'm talking about? If we have to. All right? Because this is real good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. When hip hop meets the Christ.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, I started. That engine get to yarkin' like a race car. Dark, but every part of him be sparkling like a quasar. Sliding with my savior. Rider like I'm JR, got a laser. Slider on the slider of the AR. Work hard and I play hard and I safeguard my pay for. Got a ten of jack, a queen, a king, and I'm waiting for my ace card. You deserve the praise, Lord. Brought me out the graveyard, so I take part in communion. Something you came about, the tomb is nothing. Your rule is just, I'm through discussing the issue or nothing. Please don't remove your covering, I'm praying for my foolish brethren. We will never water down the truth, we make the earth adjust. My squad is in the turf and trust, we mobbing till they murder us.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
Forgive
77 Cuddy, leather gutty with the serpent eyes. It's mighty hot up in there, buddy. When it chirp it flies, mob logo on the hood with the purple sides. We cut the top, doc, it's been circumcised. We surf the skies, something like a fighter jet. Hog fam, every strand's connected like a spider's net. Beef with us, it's jet skis, get your riders wet. Protected by the hand of God, at best you're just a minor threat. I give no energy to the demons in my inner me. His blood sets sinners free, we train to love our enemies. Yeah, so to the hatred I pay no regard. Persecuted, don't confuse it, I'm a soldier scarred. But I gave my soul to God, he stamped me like a postal card. Warrior, I'll never leave my post, I'm like the coastal guard. Put away them childish things, couldn't box with God within your wildest dreams. For him I'll go around like Saturn's outer ring. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. I'm in that lanky looking spanky on them true ways. Schizophrenic ain't he? The pain be going two ways. Roof raised, engine hot as souffles. Probably in my new J's. Yahweh, so I do praise. Apostles, where it's hostile. I'm chopping with that gospel like it's 2K's. We be on Beelzebub's head, really, toupees. New age disciple and we riding. No school days, go to war. Got Michael on my side, no buble. God gave me the word to go. What would I be worried for? I hop out that convertible and convert a soul at the murder show. We be on discipleship. We don't just invite the sick. I go hard like a psycho pit that I just bought from Michael Vick. Hey, hey, bro, if you ain't in it to win it, then what you play for? Don't they know? My sins have been paid for by the A.O. Alpha Omega, no way I'm ever quitting. My debt was smitten, all my steps forgiven. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been forgiven.
Yeah, got to know that we all unclean, we all committed treason, but we've been forgiven. Hey, receive your forgiveness from the Lord today. Yeah, come get this forgiveness from Jesus. Come to Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Today's topic, the righteousness of God, not man. So we just read Isaiah 54, verse 17. Now we back in Romans. Yeah, Isaiah 54, 17. That's what we read. All right, Romans chapter 9. I told you to stay in Romans. Yeah, we're going to be in Romans one more time before we get off this broadcast. Matter of fact, we're going to end over there in Romans. And matter of fact, if we do go into a bonus of this, it'll be it's still in Romans. So Romans chapter 9 right now. Then we're going to go three more places. Then we're going to come back to Romans. All right? So Romans chapter number 9, go to verse 15. Verse 15 and verse 16. All right, verse 15 and verse 16, Romans chapter number 9, verse 15 and verse number 16, okay? So, Romans chapter 9, verse 15 says, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I have compassion. Now, God said this to Moses. Remember, God gave Moses the law. The law came through Moses, right? And God gave the law through Moses. So it says, this is God talking to Moses, saying, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. Don't nobody tell God who to be merciful to. Don't nobody tell God who to have compassion on. God said, I do what I want to do. I have mercy on whoever I want to have mercy on. I have compassion on whoever I have compassion on. You know what I'm talking about? So verse 16 says, so then it is not of him that wills. Uh-oh, this is where it get very, right here. And this is where it kills all religions and everything else, rituals and all that other stuff that make you think that disqualifies you. Mm-mm. Here we go. This is Romans chapter 9, verse number 16 says, so then it is not of him who wills, that's who want to do it, right? It is not of him or her that wants to do this. It's not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, that start doing this, right? It's not of him that, because our own righteousness is what? Is like filthy rags unto God, right? So it says, so then it is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but it's of God that shows mercy. We are not getting credit for this. We'll get credit for messing up, but we're not getting credit. Our righteousness is not getting us any kind of credit with God. Yeah, it takes his righteousness, not our righteousness. So then it is not of him that wills. It's not of her that wills, that use their will, that want to do, right? It's not of him or her that runs or that start doing right, but it's of God that shows mercy. It is not of man. This is the righteousness of God, not man. See the difference? You know what I'm talking about? All right, so Philippians chapter 2. Let's go over there. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter number 2. Let's get it. When hip hop meets the Christ. Philippians chapter 2, go to verse 13. Getting one verse from over there. You know what I'm talking about? Philippians chapter 2. Verse 13. It says, for it is God which works in you. Now you can understand the scripture, right? Because it's not up to you that's wanting to do it, or me that's wanting to do it, or us that's starting to do it, but it's up to God who shows mercy. Then you come over here and we can understand this scripture, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God which works in you to will, right? To make you want to do, your will is what you want to do, right? Your will, your free will, life or death in front of you, gave you free will to choose
life or death, right? So it is God which works in you both to will, making you want to, right? And to do. It's him doing it. It's God that works in you both to will and to do. He both to will, making you want to do it, and he doing it. See this? For it is God which works in you. Not you, but it's God that working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, making sure you please him. If it's not him working through you, you're not pleasing him. I don't care how sanctified you think you is. I don't care how many scriptures you know, none of that. But I do believe it's impossible to be sitting at the feet of Jesus and not be changed. You see what I'm saying? If you sit at the feet of Jesus, be humble enough to sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary and not act like Martha. You see what I'm saying? Martha was too busy. Mary took out time. This Jesus here. You see what I'm saying? These days we too busy, ain't it? But yeah, it is God. Remember, it is God. It's not you. It's not me. It is God that's in us, that's working in us, that's making us want to do his will, and that's carrying out his will and making sure we please him. It is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Make sure, making sure you please him. Not depending on your works. You're going to use your faith, though. That's what this is depending on, your faith and him using your faith and you using your faith in him. All right, go to Acts chapter number 5. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. We almost finished, I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Getting to the last scriptures. But the bonus chapter, if we don't get all the way into it, will be Romans chapter 7. All right? However, we'll jump in that thing. You know what I'm saying? All right, so Acts chapter number 5. Let's see how quick we can get through this one here. Let's see how fast we get through this one. How hasty we get through this one. Acts chapter 5, go to verse 29. Acts chapter number 5. Acts chapter number 5, verse 29 says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. They're giving you a tip. They're giving you something that you, that something that they did and something that you and I should do right here. Acts chapter 5, starting at verse 29. Peter and the other apostles, these are the ones that follow Jesus and believe in Jesus. So Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Is that clear yet? One more time. Peter followed Jesus Christ. He is a disciple. He walked on water. He continued to be used by God and continue to have faith in God after Jesus was resurrected and went back to heaven and everything. So Peter and the other disciples, or the other apostles right here, answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Yeah, men will cause you not to have faith in God, but God was going to cause you to use your faith in him. And a lot of men, humans, won't like it. But all they got to do is be encouraged by what you're doing and what God doing through you that are hating. But let's go. So we recognize and we realize, and it's a reminder to some of us that we ought to obey God rather than men. We ought to do what God say and not what man say. It was a lot of obedience to man and a lot of compliance to man going on since 2020 with all these mandates, and threatening your job, and a lot of folk complied, right? Talking about, that's what you is. You a Christian, yeah, you a good old Christian. Mm-hmm. You ain't no follower of Jesus Christ, though. You ain't no disciple, because we obey God rather than men. Yeah, God tell us what to do, not man. Mandate. Well, they said I couldn't do it. If I didn't do it, then I wasn't going to be able to clog in and out. Okay, that's what they supposed to do. What you going to do when they give you the chip, the choice to get the mark of the beast, because you can't eat, buy, sell, nothing, clock in, none of that going to be going on. So you're really just going to be trying to eat. So all the occupations and all that going to be destroyed. You can look at Revelation chapter 18 if you want to see proof of that. All the occupations, the whole system going to be tore up. Then what you going to do when they offer you the mark of the beast to eat or buy or sell? Yeah, you can't do none of that. You can't do it unless you had a mark, right?
That's what this is a shadow of right now. That's what this world is going toward. Yeah, we in Christ Jesus. We there's no condemnation to us. We good. We get our faith from the word. That's how we. That's why and how we know what's going on. So we ought to obey God rather than men, especially what's going on right now. They mandating something and then taking and seeing how many people was obedient to what they said. And God was also seeing how many people was obedient to what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God and stand against the devil. That's what we do. That's what we do. Verse 30 says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. That's right. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. That's the men that slew him. The man killed Jesus and hung him on the cross, on a tree. Yeah. A tree made out of wood, right? Well, the cross made out of wood. The cross made out of wood. The wood come from the tree. All right, verse 31 says, him has God exalted. Jesus is the one that God has exalted with his right hand to be a prince and savior for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. He come here to be a prince and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Israel obey God. Now, even when they Israel is God's people, because even when they were disobedient, God will whoop them. I'm talking real good to God. So, yeah, be obedient, Israel. Yeah, be obedient, Israel. Thank God for Jesus. That's why we be saying that. Yeah, Israel be tripping. So he give repentance and the forgiveness of sins to us. Verse 32 says, we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. You get the Holy Ghost because you obey God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yeah, we ain't afraid of no ghost. Why? Because we got the Holy Ghost. We know them other ghosts ain't nothing but demons and devils, so we ain't afraid of them. Because why? We got the Holy Ghost. The devils and the demons is just afraid of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. The Holy Ghost can make a bullet sit in behind now and get stuck in the gun. The Holy Ghost. Yeah. Can make Joe Byron. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all call him Biden, right? Okay. I'm sorry. They can make him sit down somewhere, though. I'm just saying, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can stop Russia. Because Russia and that war and all that stuff over there, that's controlled by man. Ain't no man doing it. The Holy Ghost is stronger. And guess what? The Holy Ghost is in you. He gives the Holy Ghost to them who obey him. He don't give the Holy Ghost to those who speak in tongues. He gives the Holy Ghost to those who obey him. That's the third part. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. These three. Yes, he's those three, but these three are one. Those three make the one God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Yeah, do that math. Make that make sense. You know, only if you're spiritual. All right. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, we're getting to the end of this, man. The end of this. We got 7 minutes on the broadcast. I know we're going to go over a little bit. I'm trying not to take it over to another part to this, but let's just go. Got 7 minutes. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Once you see Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians is right around there somewhere. You know what I'm talking about? Philippians chapter number 3, verse 9, it says, and be found in him. Be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. We're not dependent on our own righteousness by doing the law. We already learned that by doing the deeds of the law, no flesh is justified. So be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. It's through the faith that he had. Through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Christ had faith. Now we are using faith. And this is the righteousness of God that we're getting. Hallelujah. That's pretty plain and simple. Self-explanatory. Romans chapter 8. Let's go.
back over here to Romans. Told you we was coming back. We about to end it over here in Romans. So we will not go and give you a bonus DVD. You know what I'm talking about? Give you the third part. You said it was three part series, yeah. But that fourth part, I mean that third part turned into a four part. Okay. The third part, we about to get it up right now. Romans chapter number 8, we about to finish it up. On this broadcast, we finishing the series up on this broadcast. Romans chapter 8. And see, Romans chapter 7, we're going to end it over there. And that's really like a review of all that we've been talking about. So that's why I really wanted you to see this. But if we don't get the whole chapter in, make sure you read that for your homework assignment, okay? For this weekend. Romans chapter 7. If we don't get to the whole chapter of Romans chapter 7, all right? That'll be the homework assignment. Right now, we're going to Romans chapter number 8. We're reading verse 6 first. Romans chapter 8. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death. To be physically minded, only operating on what you know, your logic and your reality and all that stuff and your senses. And what can be proven, like the science say, scientists say, for to be carnally minded is D-E-A-T-H, death. To think like that, that's death. Yeah. But to be spiritually minded is life. To be spiritually minded is life. Not only is it life, it's peace as well. To be spiritually minded, to get the mind of Christ, you're going to start enjoying life right now, and you're going to have peace with it. A stressful situation won't even take that peace away from you. Go to verse 1, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There, I think, did we read this earlier? Or did we? Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now go to verse 14 and circle this one and highlight this one. Yeah, because this for some of you, going to be a promotion. Verse 14, Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Some of y'all didn't know who you were. So Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. How about that one? We didn't get that one earlier, did we? Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Some of y'all just got promoted right there. If you're led by his Spirit, you are his son. Gender is not going to matter when we are in the Spirit in heaven. You see what I'm saying? Male or female? No, that ain't going to matter. And it ain't no transgender. That's still a gender, right? Okay, so none of that. That disqualifies itself. See how God is not going to be outdone? All right, so we are all sons of God. When we are led by his Spirit, you can be a son of God right now being led by his Spirit. That don't mean it's going to change you if you are a female to a male. No. That's why in other verses in this Bible, it say children of God, okay? Children of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, but that's what the Son, Jesus, was led by the Spirit of God when he was here. You want to follow Christ, you got to be like him. Be led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. Hallelujah. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Remember, get into Romans chapter 7. We might come back and just still do that, make a whole nother broadcast out of Romans chapter 7. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so yeah, we will get into Romans chapter 7. We ain't going to get into it today. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. Let y'all go on ahead about your little, whatever you got to do today. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you already checked in, got this Jesus right. You know, checked in with Jesus, though. You can just check into no church. Check into the pastor, show my face. You know what I'm saying? Show my number. No, check in with Jesus. All right, that's what this is about. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody who's following Jesus Christ. Remember, Romans chapter 7. That's your homework. And we'll come back next Saturday. Okay, if we do the broadcast, what have you. Next Saturday, and we'll do Romans chapter 7 and get all up in that thing. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. We're going to show you how wretched we really are.
Yeah. Filthy rags. This goes into the details of how wretched we really are. This man talking about what he want to do, he don't do. Yeah, what he want to do, he find himself not doing it. And what he don't want to do, he find himself doing that. That's all in Romans chapter 7. I'm going to leave it alone. And get on up out of here with Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind. Not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Baffles where we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm busting this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking, don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them, give them $1 million deal, they make their music sound like him, and him, and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves, man, yeah, I went there, y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip hop from us, cause it's still real rapping, leaving your money and deals in the dust, and this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ, so you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell it like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water. that live inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
No matter what the people say, with you I'll go. With you I'll go. Tear down what you made. My foundation is faith. I know nothing can stand in your way. I made a vow to follow through all. I'm your son, and through it all I'll be a fighter till the battle is won.
No matter what the people say, I'm gonna pray to you. With you I will roll, even when it's dark at night. Wake up with the moon,
even when it's dark at night.
With you I will roll. Never will I disagree. You never hear a doubt from me.
Never.
With you I will roll.
I will go
with you.
There's no safer place than to be with God. With him I will stand. Can't nobody treat me like you do, Lord.
Oh, nobody.